Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Christian Nazarian, who's the sales and project management lead at Howard's Rug in San Diego. Christian, how you doing?
I'm well this morning. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We run into each other at the StarNet meeting every year, and that's where we're supposed to be right now, right?
I'm missing it. Feel it in my bones.
Yeah. So I thought I'd talk to you. You wrote an interesting guideline paper on how to take care of your role, which is staying in touch with customers and taking care of them and making them feel loved during this whole COVID-19 situation. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's first, though, talk a little bit about your background. You've been at Howard's Rug for 18 years, almost 19 years. You also look like you have some hobbies, rock climbing and a musician, right?
All true. Yeah. I've been very happy to be at Howard's as long as I have. It's been a great experience. And San Diego's a place I moved to from the New York City area and really got into the outdoors kind of through rock climbing and my wife back when we were younger. I have to admit we do less rock climbing than we used to, but we still get out and camp and hike.
Well, your LinkedIn picture has you in some kind of technical harness. It looks like you know what you're doing.
Well, I haven't died yet, so that's a good sign.
Yeah. How did you get hooked up with Rob Haley?
I met Rob when I moved to San Diego on purpose. I was working for BMW and I was managing their special events, and I was traveling around the West. I was in my mid-20s, and I met my wife here in San Diego, decided to get married almost immediately.
Yeah.
I had to leave that job with BMW because it was all traveling. So I was painting houses while I was looking for another job because I had done that to put myself through college.
Yeah.
And I painted the house of a guy named Rob Haley who lived about six blocks from me.
How about that?
And he sized me up for about a year after that, Kemp. It wasn't an immediate, and then he came to me and talked to me about this job, and I didn't even know what he was trying to say to me.
Yeah.
Cell floor covering? I mean, never heard of that.
Yeah. How about that? Well, he's a good judge of character. And how's business right now? I mean, I've talked to several StarNet members, and while on the retail side, business is not good at all, the contract commercial side's holding its own, isn't it?
I'd agree with that. That's what we're seeing out here. There's a little bit of softening in some of the smaller TI. Even those seem to be going more on hold than disappearing altogether. But the larger commercial market, there's a lot of healthcare and life science out here, and that seems to still be going well. And we've seen quite a bit of business, you know, ramping up, whether it be for a couple of the hospital systems, we've done some surge tents, or for some of the life science companies that are switching their manufacturing over to making testing kits.
Yeah. So a long time ago, you switched from being a painter to going into business development, which is a sales role. You know, since you've been doing it now for a while, that people buy from people they know, like, and trust. It's COVID-19 time, which means you can't go ask them to play golf. You can't go have a beer. So these are different times. But you've actually been thinking about it, and you've developed a couple of things that deserve mention. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now to interact with your clients and customer base.
I found that it's a good time to connect with our customers on a really human level. I think what I've been noticing over the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years, as opposed to when I first came in, a lot of the face contact that those of us, I'm going to say maybe in the middle and older generations, were used to, a lot of dinners, a lot of maybe having a drink, going golfing, hunting, fishing trips, things like that, we're still doing those. Not since COVID-19, but over the last few years, it seems tougher and tougher to do that as freely. People seem more stuck in the office, and the younger generation a little more detached. So connecting now that we're separated is starting to bring some of those things into focus. How do we connect with people that we're not actually sitting in front of? So I've been checking in my customers by phone, and I do have to say I have the benefit of having a lot of years of contact with many of my customers, which is helpful, but really connecting with them, calling them on a strictly human level. How is your family? How are you doing? How are people working from home? How is your wife doing? How are you holding up with kids in the house, if that's an issue for them? I have a customer who's on his second marriage. He's in his mid-50s and has a four-year-old in the house, and really enjoyed hearing how he's coping with that.
Yeah.
But it's almost like we're getting to the real connection part of what those face-to-face events used to present, which is you might golf all afternoon, and at one, you know, there might be a 20 or 30 minute segment where you really sort of talk in a closer way about your personal lives and how things are going. And this is a way to do that while you're apart, and also kind of streamlines it.
Yeah. So if I can mirror what you're saying, contact these folks, don't ask them for any type of transaction or ask them anything about business as far as there's something we can help you with, but just check in with them. See how you doing. How's the family? That's just make a social call, right?
Yeah, and I think it's rewarding in a two-way street. I got a text unsolicited from one of my good customers the other day. Last Saturday, he was sitting in his backyard, and he was having a cocktail. I'm not sure what it was, but out of a Howard's Rug Yeti mug that I'd given him a few months ago. And his text was, looking at this, thinking of you, and feeling grateful that I have people like you in my life. Now, that's about the nicest thing a customer's ever said to me. I'm not going to say that happens all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a customer of mine, yes, and a guy I like, but more importantly, you know, a human making a human connection.
Yeah.
And those are pretty tight. Those last through the tougher times.
Well, and you skipped right over something. So you're not spending money doing these dinners and these golf outings. So what you've done is you've gotten some Yeti mugs, had the brand put on it. So, you know, you're putting some of your money toward these specialty ad items and making sure your customers got them there that they can pour a cocktail in, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I want to say I'm not a shill for Yeti. I don't get any kind of discount. I'm not secretly marketing for them, but it's a great product that people are really glad to get and seem to use.
It's a performance item, yeah. And there's another thing you mentioned before we run out of time. You talk about when you get them on the phone, and after you've talked to them for a while, you say, hey, this is going to be over, so you be positive, okay? And you say, I know this is going to sound crazy, and it's probably going to be something jumping the way, but you say, let's go ahead and set a date for us to get together. What about October 15th? Can I put you down? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, absolutely. We all like to think about when this will be over. Yeah. Nobody knows exactly when that'll be, but it will be over.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've used the time to develop a more positive attitude, and I spend a little time in meditation about that every day and then applying it. And I try to convey that to my customers, and you never know what kind of day someone else is having, because in a business setting, we're all going to show each other our best face.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you can convey some genuine optimism and put a little light down in the future and get a commitment, too, that's all to the good, because, you know, I think that October 15th beer, I choose to think that that's going to happen. And if we have to move it till November 15th, then so be it. But we'll be back together again, and everything is going to, this is not the end of the world.
Yeah, Christian, some good points. I appreciate you sharing them with our listeners. Again, been talking to Christian Nazarian, the sales and project management lead with Howard's Rug, and you've been listening to Kempar and Florelli.net.